Any questions?
In this process you gave us yesterday, the body say hello. Vaughan and I ran through some quite interesting things. Started off by having a mock-up, which of course was mass, and that didn't work. So this morning I had her just get the body to say hello to her. I think that was one of the processes you gave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's only the idea of the body saying hello is all that's needed.
Well, I know since you brought this up, I was running an hour and a half before on just a spot in space saying hello, and my gosh, that's when just everything happened, and that was the time I felt so horrible the next day, and all the stuff had gone by, and all sorts of things happened. But with this other deal, using mass, it didn't produce that at all. I mean, there was some stuff going on, but not
I see.
What went off with just using
well, mass. Now you'll find that there's a hollow spot in the back of the body. And if you will let one of those hollow spots, at least, there's at least one, if you let it say hello backwards, you know, have a spot in the back of the body, say hello backwards, you will discover some of the more interesting. You get why that is. Clayton has always come in on the body on the back, you see, and nobody's ever said hello to him. There's quite often a machine pulled in there, which is one of the more interesting things you run into with this process. Big, big, juicy machine with valves, tubes, endless belts, and every other thing.
I got a report one day this morning at prostitute. She said, you know, and she laughed. She said, what happened? She said, I just discovered that that ridge out there in the back of me isn't a ridge. It's the hemisphere of the earth.
No kidding.
I was having a lot of trouble with my mother, though, speaking. She's been stuck 3 feet back in my head. And finally, I got her going away, until I got her located, actually, just saying hello and so on, located in Devon, not Devon, Somerset. And I thought, well, what the hell is this route? There it was, and I thought, it's bound to go, didn't go. Then it dawned on me, it was the earth.
Trying to as-is the earth here all with one process. If you do that again and you're trying to as-is some part of earth, well, make sure that it's probably Washington, will you?
Yeah.
Washington or Moscow or something like that are very legitimate targets because they're trying to make a target out of everybody. So overt act motivator sequence to give them a two-way communication flow would only be the humane thing to do. There's another gag on that, which is in passing is very amusing, is put a remote viewpoint opposite every electron in a small area of wall, and then have the remote viewpoint in each case trace back to the point of origin of that electron and make a perfect duplicate of it. You'll leave a hole in the wall if you do that. It'll be a hole that somebody else could come along and put his finger through. Of course, there are an awful lot of electrons in the wall, but that's one of the preventers that has been erected to keep people from as-ising the playground. You get the fact now, you should, more clearly than ever, the introduction of significance and so forth into this is blah. You make any damn thing say hello if you want to, it's of no importance. The mind's automaticities on which we have depended to a marked degree in auditing. The mind's automaticities shouldn't be counted upon by the auditor. In other words, he shouldn't count on some automatic machine suddenly turning up a lot of aberrative locks. So that'd be silly. Why should you do that? That's what the machines are trying to do. I imagine guys have got all kinds of machines sitting around. You're right, to do just that, find original cause. We've had more cute cockeyed machinery here lately.
I thought I came across cockeyed machinery stuck in the top of my head 2 or 3 months ago. I couldn't think what the red light was flashing on and off, and I took another look, and it was a machine with a fabulous setup with a little sort of cup, like an egg cup, only larger, and a glass screen around it, and then a thing on top with four prongs. And the red light flashing on top of that, and this thing that have got tied up to my teeth. them's head. And I whipped it out and put it onto the carpet behind in the room. And it was frantic, the light was flashing on and off. And I saw the other lead getting off somewhere, so I said, well, I don't know where it goes to. So the auditor said, well, hold on, take a look. Then it landed up somewhere on Venus, and there was an old flipping card system. And this card system had another light series. And the one which I saw was mine was flashing madly. So I took a look at that, and I didn't see the photograph. There seemed to be a place for a photograph, but there was a wavelength which was very clear. And then a thing at the bottom, which I saw in English, which said, due to report back, 6th of June, 1954. This was like the 28th of May. So I just blew the whole lot sky high. I'll show you.
It's a cute thing. If you see some type of machinery of that character, the frailty of it is such, and the energy from which it is built is so flimsy, that all you really have to do is have the preakler make it say hello or okay, preferably hello, for a while. And this is something that an automatic machine never says, and it will just blow wider and faster and harder than anything you ever saw. When you find a preakler with a line going off to nowhere, and he is unable to tell you what is on the other end of the line, you happen to be curious, just no other reason, why, just have him make that missing end of the line start saying, hello, or okay, or all right, or I did it, or anything you want to make it say, and the next thing you know, it'll come into view and explode, or come into view and melt, or start to tear apart, or the line will get very, very active. All kinds of strange things will occur, but that's not the point. You just have the guy go on making it say, hello, or something of the sort. Actually, a person only gets into this complications of games to end games, and so forth, when he's been denied a lot of games. You stop and think of the number of games you were probably denied when you were a little kid. You probably denied a lot of games. And so you finally had to buy the standard game. This we call sanity. And running somebody exteriorized, remember, you can use the communication processes very easily and use them with considerable benefit. However, if you get somebody exteriorized and continue to direct communication processing of the body, the fellow will yo-yo quite a bit. And flip around, and he gets unhappy about the whole thing. We're processing an impossible dead in 6 months case, as I have mentioned to you before. This person's exteriorized, sitting on easily during a session, sitting on the roof of the house and running the processes, so on, but he still has very solid lines down to the body, and he's when he jumps around, the body really jumps around. If you ask him to turn around, why, the body will twitch in the direction of turning around. You never saw so much lines in your life. Well, every once in a while, you'll get somebody running the body with lines. This is an old one. He'll just run the body like mad. You'd think the body was a horse and he had to have reins on it. You'll sometimes tell somebody to be 3 feet back of your head and find him pull his head back this way. Matter of fact, quite commonly, that is a way to look at a person, tell whether or not he's going outside. He's just stretching these lines, you know. And they'll go on out. Then...
Slingshot, I think.
Yeah. Well, they'll stumble, they'll do something, and these lines will recharge, because those are tractor beams. Now, when you energize a pressor beam, it means that it gets longer. So it'll push him further away. This is doing a bunk. You simply energize the fellow's pressor beams, and he goes out, zoom, you see? Compulsive exteriorization, as Jack called it. Now, tractor beam activation is an entirely different affair. And when you activate or put some juice into a tractor beam, it goes pong. See, it contracts. And a thetan has continually, earlier on the track, victimized bodies with these darn fool tractor beams. He put a tractor beam on a tree and around a guy's head, see? Then back off and energize it. And the guy had come right on in the tree or something of the sort. One of the more interesting overt act motivator sequences I ever found in anybody was a fellow who had made a habit of finding girls around some cave age on some planet or another. He'd find a girl bending over a fire and would bang her face into the flames. He had been very worried about his mother and very worried about his wife and very worried about all sorts of things. When I got him exteriorized and ran enough drill to get rid of a few lines, why, these doggone facsimiles were pulled in tight against his own face, naturally. His concern about others was dictated by an overt act motivator sequence. He was unwilling to experience the communication which he himself had originated. Who hasn't exteriorized yet in this unit? One, two. Oh, you. Now, I'm going to say something real ornery and real vicious, but I make a practice of trying to say in front of people's faces what most people say behind people's backs. Every time you take a pretty girl and you try to yo-heave her around on exteriorization, she's got a valuable mock-up. Yes. And so she isn't going to do anything really active about moving out of the vicinity of this mock-up at all. Because she knows very well that somebody else will come along and pick up the mock-up and throw it in the river, muddy it up just to pull a gag on her if she happens to walk out of it. She knows an awful lot of things, but these things, as they exist, just into this. I know that's not true. So therefore you process a girl under this condition. So forth. One of the ways to process somebody under that condition is to get enough origins of communication so they're not sitting there waiting for some other arrival of some kind or another. And they get over their anxiety about it. Origin of communication. They'll put it into all kinds of phrases. They'll say it's they're waiting for a compliment, or they're waiting for this, or they're waiting for that. But they're waiting. The actuality is they have a very desirable mock-up, and you have to exteriorize them practically with a brickbat. And you run into this more darn times. I processed a very, very beautiful young man one time. He was a very nice looking young guy. We found out in his last life he'd been hunchback. He wasn't going to let go of that mock-up. Oh, sir. Yes, but.
Well, if you run this into process and process and getting answers from just the spot in space, wouldn't that exteriorize just as quickly as getting an answer from the body? Seems
good. I've been running a test on this, and I find out that where exteriorization from the body has been very, very successful, it was actually a spot pit just back of the body. With the, as I told you earlier, the communication sent in that direction.
Communication out.
Yeah, communication further back. Although your freakler is sitting there. Huh?
She had to get.
She caught on it.
Several feet on back.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Did you?
I don't know.
Well, I have a spot just back of your head. Say hello to a spot about 20 feet back of your head.
I know I want to, if I'm not going to.
Come on, do it.
Well, I can't hear it.
Nobody cares whether you hear it or not. Just have a spot, say hello, 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 from about 2 feet back of your head to a spot 20 feet back. You do that easily? All right, now be the spot 20 feet back of your head and have the spot 2 feet back of your head say hello to you.
Sort of.
What's happening?
Hello.
Two spots out there.
Mm-hmm.
Want to say hello?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now be at the spot 20 feet back of your head and have the spot 2 feet back of your head say hello. Doing that? Good. Good. A little bit rough to do? Well, just have it say hello some more. See, we just add too many significances to it. It's only necessary to get that spot saying hello backwards, further back. You get the idea?
Yeah.
You can make it do that.
Yeah, I think surely if I had it all, just concentrate on saying hello at the same spot without adding...
Eventually be back there looking at this spot saying
yeah.
Hello in order just to get the communication.
Just say, well, I'm pretty hard.
mock-up?
You can get to, anytime you add too much significance to any of these processes, you slow down the process in general. How to slow down a process, get significant. It doesn't mean significance actually applies to, what could you call it exactly? It'd be an untruthful rationale. That's what we mean by significance more than anything else, or an unnecessary rationale. There is actually a rationale. Don't let the fact that significances don't process bar you off from the fact that rationales don't exist. They do exist. The rational plot of this universe and the rationality of a Thetan are quite true. There's nothing wrong with these things at all. I mean, he did enter a certain role, you see. He did go through a certain series of agreements which did wind him up in a certain state. This is me plus ultra rationale. Now, the closer we can come to the basic agreements, the less we have to worry about these the outflying agreements. The workability of self-analysis, by the way, depended upon this process, communication processing. But look how crudely it's done. Very crude. We're putting masses in there and we're doing all sorts of things. Furthermore, we're not having the mock-ups talk. You know, there's more holes in the process, and yet even that crudely it works. Well, we're getting closer to an actual rationale by processing just spots. A spot saying hello, and a spot saying, by the way, you know, you have a Thetan just mock up spots around about the place, and quite often his vision will clarify or he will exteriorize. This is the first time he's ever had anything he could duplicate. He duplicated somethingnesses for so long. Now, as far as handling machinery, I gave you the process. You just have the boy make the machine say hello and so forth. There's nothing to handling machinery. If he finds a communication line or feels one or suspects one that seems to be getting in your road and you want to get that significant about the whole thing, well, have some part of it start saying hello or okay or goodbye. And having consigned your process to that function, for God's sakes, keep it there. Don't go changing your mind on it. Maybe you were wrong. Well, that's tough on the pre-clear. It's tough on you from a standpoint of time. Very often you say, well, now let me see, and you're unthinking about this whole thing. We'll say, well, we'll have this fellow's nose. He seems to having nose trouble, so we'll have this fellow's nose say hello. You know, you're just dull that morning. You didn't get your coffee or something. And all of a sudden, ping, pong, and he's out in front of his face. Very confused and quite upset about this whole thing, unable to get back into the body because of a pressure flow. Of course, you could ask him to mock up a beam, grab hold of the back of his hair, and move, and climb himself around to the back of his head. It's quite interesting. It works. You can get the guy, you go, you at least found him. If I could train you to capitalize even on your own errors, I'd really be a happy boy. You can do some wild things with processing without damaging the case today. The thing to do is to know the right things to do, you see, before you go off doing the wrong things. But having done something wrong, you'll occasionally do something that's a real boo-boo, and you'll say, I wonder what the hell got into me, you know. The guy kept standing up and screaming, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. You've already had a warning from the police. Such a weird situation has occurred. The relatives are just about to storm upstairs again and bust up the session or something of the sort. And you will all of a sudden give him some command, which is a real boo-boo. Be real dull, you just skid entirely. Well, don't be afraid of doing that. Hell with it, so you did. You say, all right, give me some places where your mother isn't screaming. You suddenly recognize the sight of inside he's sitting in birth, see? And you say, anything to stop this damn screaming, you know? Only he started screaming on an entirely different process. You know, and he that hasn't been run yet at all. Oh, he looks around and he gets kind of confused and directions and that sort of thing. And your mistake could be to go on to some other game to remedy the game you just unremedied. So. For Christ's sakes, peg yourself at some game and finish it. Walk out of the game you got into before you go on to another game, otherwise you're just paralleling the messed universe confusion. In other words, if you told him to find some places where his mother wasn't screaming, although this interrupted some things, so you had were having the door say hello or something, and all of a sudden he started screaming, and you said to him in desperation, find some places where your mother isn't screaming. It's a wild shift, see? Something in this character. You did it. It was late. All right, so you did it. Now, doggone it, go on and find, go on and start lock scanning the auditor code break or the something. See, that would just, all right, now let's lock scan that. Now you're once, twice wrong. Don't keep making yourself wrong all the time. Another thing is the aplomb with which an auditor ought to be able to sit up and run an error straight through, right, according to process. They should be able to run an error with the greatest aplomb you ever saw. Straight out of the textbook sort of aplomb, you know. Just exactly the thing to do at that moment. He reached over and tapped your pre-clear on the knee when he was in a boil-off. He immediately stands up and screams at you. So you scream at him.
Yeah.
With aplomb. Completes the screaming session. Say, by the way, talking about messed universe processes, processes which process the messed universe by dramatization, by walking and so forth, have a very limited workability. You'll understand this if you don't already someday when you try this out. But there is a process which is apparently a very dangerous one, which an auditor would rather think up. They seem to come by this easily. They have so often in their life taken a screaming victim and tried to shut him up that the suppression on screams is very great. And once in a while, practically anybody will come up with this sooner or later. The way to process a pre-clear who is having a bad time is to take him out in a deserted place and have him scream. This is an interesting idea. Well, I thought it might be profitable to take a check over some of the cases that had done this. One redeveloped some migraine headaches that had been cut off by straight wire. One developed laryngitis, and none of them got clear. It seems to be it's one of those processes that sounds good. Sounds good. If you said start screaming, you'd have an offbeat process, you see. Oh, brother, is it going the other way? You're winding him up every time he's killed somebody and been killed, and you're asking the pre-clear to as is, Lord knows how many masses, in how many forgotten locations across how many between lives and entrance to messed universe bridges and through how many priesthoods and, oh man, this is a rough deal. And let me give you another slight caution here. You'll find that a pre-clear occasionally stops making a spot answer and he will start, what's the name of those Miller's wheels that roll round and round? He'll start milling energy. He'll just start rolling it around. All of a sudden an energy mass showed up, you see. And now, instead of going on making a spot saying hello, he will make the energy mass move in some fashion. He just starts making it move in some fashion as an actual greeting or something. And he's unaware of the fact that he has stopped the process. He's unaware of this fact. Therefore, we still want to find out from the pre-clear every now and then what he is doing. It's something that sneaks up on him. He wouldn't do it by malice aforethought. It becomes a very interesting process, but it's not a process at all. It does.
Bad time by being first in one location or another right around him.
Yeah. It's but he will just start milling around energy. without any idea in it or anything of the sort. He's just pushing around energy. It'd be as therapeutic to go out, or it'd be more therapeutic to go out and have him push around some rocks or stir some glue. Be more therapeutic. The other caution is let's not forget, invent some games. Invent a game. You can run the guy clean out through the bottom of the barrel on his games, and he becomes very, very sour. You might not recognize scarcity of games without a little bit of very sharp observation. It manifests itself in an abandonment of something, or I don't have to care so much about that now, do I? Or actually, you don't need other people at all, do you? Or, well, I guess life, I guess you can live peacefully. The fellow makes some sort of starts making some offbeat, little bit sour consideration about life. You, at that moment, run into a scarcity of games.